I'm Evan Kleiman, host of Good Food on KCRW, and this is our weekly podcast. With me this morning is Roxana Julepot. Roxana is a noted LA pastry chef who's currently plying her trade at the restaurant Ammo. Hi.
Hi, Evan. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're such an incredible pie maker, and you have been a judge in our pie contest in the past. I had to have you on. You know, Roxana, one of the things that intrigued me when I was judging pies at the National Pie Competition in Orlando was how many pie makers across the country are not concentrating on fruit, but are concentrating on silk pies, chiffon pies, cream pies.
Well, I think that the one thing that will happen if the minute you live you're outside of Southern California or even California in general is that you may not have such a great access to great fruit. I just came from the farmer's market today. Like, I had to pick and choose which fruit I should buy because I have an excess of offerings to make delicious pies and much more. When you're in the Midwest, where the fruit season, if one may call it that, is so short. And perhaps it's very promising and amazing, but perhaps you'll only get cherries for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Perhaps your raspberry season is a lot shorter. Perhaps you didn't have a farmer's market every day like we do here. We're pretty spoiled. So I think that the Midwestern tradition, or even the Southern tradition, of resorting to things that you have around all year, it's kind of like based on their reality.
Yeah. And you get, I think it's a type of pie which has a sweeter profile. It relies on a creamy mouthfeel often. And so many people just love that.
I think it's definitely probably something you have grown with. And that's why you're leaning in that direction. Not to say that we are too snobby for cream pies around here.
Oh, no.
Definitely
give me a
not.
Good banana cream or a good coconut
any
cream.
Any day.
Any day.
Any day, any time of year.
One of the things that intrigued me was the category of pies at the national competition. It was a whole category of judging called silk pies. What are silk pies?
It's interesting because it's there's not a category per se, or there is not like any culinary authority that had said these are the silk pies and these are the chiffon pies. But the one thing that you can see when you see all this cream-based pies is that you have things that are foamy, you have things that are puddingy.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it's really interesting. Like, you'll see a variety of flavors that probably are influenced by the flavor of Jell-O that you purchase. And I understand if you want to make a pie, a lime pie, in the middle of January, you can have it if you go to the supermarket and get some lime gelatin and whip it with some Cool Whip or, you know, whipped cream. Nobody has to use Cool Whip. A few whipped egg whites and you have a delicious fruity pie. I mean, very different from how I would do it, but I live in California and I go to the farmer's market twice a week. So, you know.
So I was recently at Ammo, I have to say, and I tasted your chocolate silk pie.
That's correct. Yeah.
Really intense.
Yeah. And was it intense? Define intense.
Define intense. It was super, super, super chocolatey and super smooth.
Right. And that's the one thing that I like about silk pies. Silk pies are supposed to be silky, smooth, like melt in your mouth kind of effect. As opposed to like I'm sure you've heard of chocolate cream pie, where when you're creating that filling, you are actually sort of making a chocolate pudding. Really, when you have a chocolate chiffon pie, you're actually making a chocolate mousse, if we were going to talk in technical terms. When you're making a silk pie, it's weird. It's kind of like you're making a ganache to which you are adding eggs.
So describe what a ganache is.
A ganache is a combination of, well, technically is chocolate and cream that you melt together to acquire certain consistency. And depending on which consistency you're trying to achieve, you will alter those ratios of chocolate to cream. So in this case, instead of using cream, I'm using butter, like, but butter so soft that it's almost like the cream, and the chocolate so that it doesn't have a melting situation when it mixes with the butter. We melt and we cool. And
so you melt the chocolate first, like in
yes,
a bain-marie.
Correct.
Then you take it off the heat mm-hmm. and let it come down.
Exactly.
And then you're beating in this really soft butter.
That's correct.
Mm.
And then, you know, because otherwise, this belongs to the greater family of chilled pies, refrigerated pies. So if you were to just put butter and chocolate in the fridge, it will melt. It will harden so hard that you would have to like eat it with your hands. Probably like a spoon won't even go through. The thing that happens when we add eggs is that we add a different texture and we add more body. But remember, we're trying to get away from the foamy or puddingy texture because we want to achieve that silk texture. So when you add the eggs, if you're doing it in the mixer, you want to use the paddle attachment rather than the whisk attachment in order to incorporate less air but efficiently, you know, mixing in all those eggs.
Are you using whole eggs or egg yolks?
We are using whole eggs. And the one thing that we want to do to make it safe to eat, because this pie is not baked, is we're going to cook the yolks in the same bain-marie that we cooked. Cooked the eggs in the same bain-marie that we cooked. We melted the chocolate. And we're going to whisk it so that it doesn't turn into scrambled eggs over the heat with the sugar. And our goal is to, like, get some, you know, temperature on those eggs, make them safe to eat, but also to dissolve that sugar. Like, we should be able to not feel any granules whatsoever. You were saying earlier how, like, southern recipes for cream pies tend to be very sweet. Well, this is where you adjust and bring these recipes up to contemporary standards of sweetness, and you can reduce that amount. Not so much that you are making a dietetic dessert, but like enough so that it's palatable and more, let's say, more suitable for the LA palate.
Which is just, you know, we're known for having desserts that are less sweet.
And you know what? Let's look at it this way.
Not cloyingly sweet,
less
I guess.
Sweet, you can eat more. You can really... You can really appreciate also the notes of the chocolate. You know, think about it this way. Things that you don't bake. You know, when we're baking, if the peach is a little soft and bruisey, who cares? It's going to cook. It's going to turn jammy in the crust. It's going to taste delicious. But if you're going to use fresh fruit or you're going to chill the pie, and these elements are never going to hit the oven, you have to choose really good ingredients. So when you choose that chocolate, choose wisely for sure.
What percentage of bitterness do you like to use in your silk pie?
I like to use, in general, as a rule, I used very bitter chocolate. Now, for this dessert, and I did try to make it with very bitter chocolate, the one thing that I noticed is that this is such a down American flavor. Something made me crave more milk chocolate, more Milky Way, more crunch, you know, something more familiar to my palate, especially because I was using a chocolate crust. So you already have a little chocolate element. So maybe it wasn't necessary to use such a bitter chocolate. I did a mix of bitter and milk chocolate.
So when you say bitter, do you mean completely bitter, no sugar at all? Or do you mean super extra bittersweet?
I talk in terms of percentage.
Perfect.
So very bitter chocolate, let's say that you have access out there in a market, would be Schaffenberger, 90%. So you would want to use something a little bit more mellow, perhaps the 72%. And then milk chocolate tends to be around 45, I think, 40 to 50.
Yeah, and to me, when you hear the word silk, even though you know it's not a dairy-based pie, the idea that there would be a little bit of that milk chocolate makes sense.
Absolutely. And then also, like, there is no better accompaniment for this pie than a nice, delicious whipped cream, very, very lightly sweetened or even unsweetened, because you have that intensity of the chocolate that you were just talking about, and then you have the relief of cold cream.
Now, let's talk about the crust, because you brought it up. Do you make your chocolate crust with crushed chocolate wafers, like Oreo wafers, or do you make a dough to which you add cocoa powder?
I make a chocolate cookie. I'm thinking like sort of among the lines of like a chocolate sugar cookie. I make this recipe for a lot of other things, and one day by accident I realized that it makes really delicious cookie crumbs. And you just put it in the food processor. It's quite buttery, so sometimes if they are very fresh, I don't have to add a little bit of melted butter to bind it, you know? But if it was a little oldish, because that's the whole point of cookie crumbs, right? That they hold for a while. If it was a little bit oldish, I put it in the food processor. I might add a couple of tablespoons of melted butter to make those crumbs bind and get really nice on the pie tin.
So are you starting with cookies that you yourself made, or is this something we can buy?
You should make them, and I'll give you the recipe to post on the blog. And you should make them, because why not? It's easy enough, and they really make a difference. But on a pinch, you can definitely use cookie crumbs, crumb your own cookies that you buy at the store. Or you could even buy one of those pre-made Graham shells if you had to. I mean, on a pinch. But the cool thing about this recipe is that, I'm not kidding, you can make it 2 weeks in advance.
Do you freeze them?
I don't freeze them. But you have to think that chocolate is a very strange chemical concoction, and it's not highly perishable. And there's a good amount of butter, which is also considered a preservative. And the egg in there is cooked, so this is a safe buy. You know, like, just wrap it really well, keep it in your refrigerator for 2 weeks.
Wow, that's terrific.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much, Roxana.
Thank you so much.
That was Roxana Julepat. She's the pastry chef at Ammo, and she shared with us her recipe for chocolate silk pie.